The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to Feminist Book Club, the podcast. We're not just about feminist books. We are here for social justice, literature, and media in all its forms. But we do that through an intersectional feminist lens. Thanks for being here. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, what's up? It's Christine Ballo, and I am here to talk today about audiobook recommendations, whether it is just for everyday life, if you want to get into some really awesome audiobooks, or if you're looking for a few audiobook recommendations for our upcoming readathon. I know for myself, I love audiobooks because it's just a great way to get in even more reading because I can listen to them while I'm cleaning or, you know, playing solitaire on my phone or Candy Crush on my phone or folding laundry, you know? They're awesome. I am a huge audiobook fan, and I think especially for something like a readathon, it's a great way to still read and rest your eyes if your eyeballs are getting tired. All right, so I've got five recommendations for y'all today. Three of them are like not necessarily short books, but they're on the shorter side. And then I have two long books for anyone who really just wants to like get in there and have an epic book to just dive into. So our first book is called A Duke by Default. It's just over 12 hours. It's written by Alyssa Cole and narrated by Karen Chilton. It's a romance. It's part of the Reluctant Royals series. A New York socialite apprentices for a struggling sword maker in Scotland. And I have one thing to say to you. Hashtag Sword Bay. If you've read this book, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't read this book, you want to read it and or listen to it so you know what I'm talking about. Trust me, it is worth it. Okay. P.S. I am a big fan of any audiobooks where there's Scottish accents in it. That's like a kryptonite for me. Okay. Anyway, moving on. The next book is Hollow Kingdom. It's just over 10 hours and it's by Kira Jane Buxton. It is one of my favorite audiobooks I've ever listened to. I've listened to like hundreds of them. The narrator, Robert Petkoff, is excellent. He is hilarious. And if you're not familiar with the book, imagine The Art of Racing in the Rain meets The Walking Dead. It follows ST, which stands for shit turd, and he is a crow, and his best friend is a dog, a bloodhound, and something is amiss. He realizes something is amiss when his human's eyeball falls out, and his human does not seem to be bothered by that, because he is a zombie. So ST and his friend Dennis the dog are trying to find other domestic animals who have survived this human zombie thing that's happening. They're not quite sure what's going on. It's hilarious, and I highly recommend this book. It's one of my favorites. And then next we have Anne of Green Gables by Lucy Maud Montgomery, a classic. I'm sure for a lot of us, love Anne of Green Gables. One of my favorite things to do for audiobooks is to listen to an old favorite. I think it's a great way to re-experience the book in a new way. So Rachel McAdams, the actress, actually narrates this one that I'm specifically recommending. It is an Audible exclusive, and normally I try not to recommend things that are just Audible exclusives, because I'm Libro FM fan for life. But I think if you have credits there, this is a great one to get. It's just over 9 hours. Rachel McAdams brings this classic favorite to life. There's so much charm and delight in her narration. Like, you could just tell she was having so much fun reading for the book. And I was just smiling the whole time I listened to it. It was one of my favorite ways to re-experience an old favorite. And I think if you want something that's just like fun and breezy and nostalgic, definitely check it out. Okay, so I've got two long-ass books for you guys. The first one is The Warmth of Other Suns by Isabel Wilkerson. It is 22 hours and 40 minutes. It is a tome, but it is incredible. The narrator is Robin Miles, who's one of my favorite narrators. She does all of N.K. Jemisin's work. She did Isabel Wilkerson's most recent book as well. She's like does a ton of stuff. She's so fantastic. For anyone who's not familiar with the book, it's about the great migration of Black Americans from the South to the North and the West, looking for opportunities for better lives. And it follows, so she did like tons of research and it spans decades, but it mostly follows these three people on their respective journeys. One goes to New York, one goes to Chicago, and one goes to LA. And even though it's a long book and there's a lot of information in there, like the way that the narration is, Robin does such a great job of really pulling you into their stories. I think it's excellent. So if you want something where you can like really just sit in this world, follow these people's journeys, this is a great one to check out. And last, but certainly not least, is The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang. It is just under 19 hours. It is an epic, historical, military fantasy inspired by Chinese history. This book is brutal. It's intense. It's fantastical. It's so good. It starts off and you think, okay, it's got like the, you know, orphan girl, peasant, like going to a magical school. Like it starts off with these maybe familiar tropes and totally turns them on their head, goes in directions you don't expect. It is epic in every sense of the word. I am not exaggerating when I say it's brutal though. This is a really tough read, but it's worth it. But it is not YA. Some people do mistakenly classify it as YA, but it is not. There's a ton of trigger warnings for it. So just if that's something you want to look up the content warnings, there's a lot there. So I just forewarning, but it's incredible. It's one of the best books I've read. It's a favorite. Oh, and the narrator is Emily Wu Zeller, who is a truly fantastic narrator. She's just like, I love the cadence of her voice, and she brings so much heart into the characters and their emotions. And yeah, it's awesome. So those are my five recommendations for audiobooks for today. Again, it's A Duke by Default by Alyssa Cole, narrated by Karen Chilton, a romance. Hollow Kingdom by Kira Jane Buxton, narrated by Robert Petkoff. And it's like a zombie apocalypse narrated by a crow. And then Anne of Green Gables by Lucy Maud Montgomery, narrated by Rachel McAdams. A fabulous nostalgic classic. I mean, how can you not fall in love with Anne Shirley, right? And Gilbert Blythe, he was my first book boyfriend. and then the last two is The Warmth of Other Suns by Isabel Wilkerson, narrated by Robin Miles. Amazing nonfiction book about the Great Migration. And lastly, The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang, narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. Epic, military fantasy, historical, Chinese history, brutal, so good. It's an adventure of a book. Anyway, I'd love to hear if you end up listening to any of these this week, this coming weekend for the readathon, or just like at any point in your reading life, let me know. I'm at Reading Is Magical on Instagram and on Twitter at Readings Magical. I'd love to hear what you end up listening to. If you liked the narrators, if you liked the books, let me know. All right. Thanks, everyone. Happy reading.
We wanted to take a moment to thank everyone that's reviewed us on Apple Podcasts so far. We really appreciate your reviews. They go a long way, especially those 5-star reviews really help us gain notoriety and help other people to see the content that we're producing here. I wanted to read a 5-star review from E. Terwell. They said, "Fun and educated hosts. Excited to hear all the various hosts of this podcast have to offer on books, pop culture, the Zodiac, and their individual walks of life." A huge thank you to E. Terwell for reviewing us and saying all those kind things. And we just ask that if you are also enjoying listening to this podcast and what we have to say, that you head on over to Apple Podcasts and drop us a 5-star review. It'll really help us in the long run. Now let's get back to the show.
All right. Hello, my little lilacs, and welcome to the latest episode of the Feminist Book Club podcast. I'm joined today by one of our illustrious blog contributors, Nina Avila Garcia, and her amazing and super cute little kiddo. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Thank you for having us here.
Well, it is my joy. So today we are going to talk about the upcoming readathon. And I have never done a feminist book club readathon, believe it or not, but you guys have. So I want you to tell me, first of all, how did you even find out about the feminist book club readathon when you guys did it last year?
So I had already been following feminist book club, I think pretty much since 2018, since the start. And I heard about it shortly before I actually joined on as a contributor. It was just everywhere, all over Bookstagram, and it looked like a lot of fun. So I just jumped right in.
Yeah, and then I heard it from my
mom. Yeah, you heard it from your mom? Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So I have to ask, did you guys like read the same book, or did you each read different books, or how did you guys do it at your house?
We each read different books. I do read a lot of middle grade books because I'm not young adult yet. So my mom read like adult books and stuff. And I read a lot of middle grade. We didn't do any buddy reads or anything.
Oh, well, that's smart. I didn't think about that. You aren't an adult quite yet. And what was your favorite part about participating in the readathon, especially since it's virtual?
I think my favorite part of it was like the Instagram lives. One time I joined one with my mom and I did do a little bit of reading, and mainly I just love like the vibe of it and the community. It's just really fun to be with other people and to be able to do like have the reading experience with them. I just thought it was really, really fun.
We'll definitely put that on the agenda, the Instagram lives. I don't know if you know this, but during one of the Instagram lives, Renee will be showing off our new space in Minneapolis. So you'll get to see the new space there. And I hear, although I'm not sure, I hear that there are going to be puppies involved. And I cannot wait to see it, even though I will be out of the country. I will be participating from the sandy beaches of Dominican Republic, everybody. Okay, so next up. Now, I've never done a readathon before, so why would I want to join one? Like, what's your best pitch for someone to get them interested in joining the Feminist Book Club readathon?
Two things. First thing is it's just a lot of fun, and it's a great way to build community. Last year, I made quite a few friends on Bookstagram that I'm still friends with today, and we still chat back and forth, and it all started at the readathon. So just the community aspect of it is a whole lot of fun. And two, I mean, awesome prizes. Like, you really can't beat the prizes. Last year, I was just blown away with the sheer amount of giveaways that FBC was doing. And this year is no different. I mean, who doesn't like a cool prize?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Did you guys win any?
I did win one last year. Yeah.
What'd you get?
Yeah, I got Hood Feminism by Mickey Kendall. I was like, that, I mean, that was it. That was it.
It was meant to be.
Everything.
And I think one of my last questions, but perhaps the most important question, is for you, kiddo. How do I get my kid, who, while delightful in a lot of ways, doesn't love to read? How should I get her involved in the readathon?
I think you could get her involved. Maybe you would want to like talk about the prizes, maybe, because the prizes are exciting. And also maybe find like a good read with like her interests and everything. Just find like a good book for her to read over the weekend that we'll be doing the readathon. So I just think just like the right book for her.
These are very good tips. Now, do you guys know what you're reading this year?
Honestly, I'm not sure yet, because I might like finish a book before then. But there are some like lawn books that I am reading, so I might read them. I am reading Keeper of the Lost Cities Flashback by Shannon Messenger. So I think this readathon, I don't think I'll finish this book in a week, but I do want to read Keeper of the Lost Cities Flashback. It is 845 pages. I would want to read a lot of it during the readathon. But besides that, I don't have any other reading plans yet for the readathon.
Nina, what about you? Do you know what you're going to read?
I don't know exactly what the titles are going to be, but I know for sure one is going to be a thriller audiobook and the other is going to be a graphic novel. So hopefully I can get all my current reads wrapped up before then to be ready.
I think I'm going to finish. I found this book out at the library that I've never heard anything about, but it's called The Palace of the Flowers by Victoria Principal. Maybe that may be the wrong title. But anyways, it's like old turn of the century Iran. Like, it's so outside of the realm of what I would normally read. So I think I'm going to read that, finish that one. And then I think I'm going to start The Priory of the Orange Tree, because it's just sitting on my shelf and it's been there for forever. And I feel so bad. I'm like, oh, that you are right up my valley and I have not finished you yet. Or I may cop out and just read all of the books I haven't read from the boxes. So like Fierce Fairy Tales, A Year Without a Name, you know, all the slacking that I've been doing. But I'm excited because the readathon is coming up and it's right before I start graduate school classes again. So I'm not going to have time to read. So I think that having this little pocket of just like, oh yes, I get to finish everything I want to finish before it's reading about government management, I think that will be very exciting. Yeah.
And that coupled with you being on vacation is going to be really nice too, I bet.
I'm really pumped. I haven't been on vacation in 6 years, guys. I don't walk the walk. I talk the talk, but I do not walk the walk of like sticking it to the man and capitalism and exploitation, but that's neither here nor there really. So anyways, let's say that somebody, not me, because I already stalk you on multiple social media channels. Let's say somebody wanted to follow, keep up with you, Nina, and your kiddo. How would they do that? Where should they follow you at? What are your, drop your socials, babe.
Ooh. So the spot where I post most often is Instagram. And you can find me as Literary Latina there. And on Twitter, I'm new to Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, give me a little follow, because starting out on a new social media platform is a thing. So I'm there as Nina Avila Garcia.
I would like to point out that I had a hand in Nina finally getting her Twitter. So please give her a follow at Nina Avila Garcia. Do it. You won't be disappointed. And as for me, everybody can follow me on the same social media channels that I always say at the end of these episodes, at Stitchcraft, the letter N, Wizardry on Instagram, at Nat San Paul on Twitter, or by Carrier Pigeon, because I will be in the islands. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, kiddo, for your awesome, awesome recommendation and your great, great tips for me to get my kiddo to read. And we will see you at the readathon, hopefully in one of the lives.
Yes. Ooh, okay. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Feminist Book Club, the podcast. Want to be part of the club? Here's how you can join us. Obviously, subscribe to our podcast and leave a rating and review for brownie points. Follow along on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and TikTok. All of those links are in the show notes. Sign up for our newsletter to be the first to know what our next monthly book pick is. And check out our award-winning monthly book subscription service. Oprah Magazine named it one of their favorite book boxes, and Shonda Rhimes called us one of her favorite subscription boxes in general. There are multiple membership levels for any budget, and it's an excellent way to support the show and the voices you heard today. See you in the club.
A well-read woman is a dangerous creature.